Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green. Welcome back.
Well, good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. So good to be back. What a wonderful week. And I hear you may have announced my new news of getting married. So we are super happy. Can't be more happy or more thankful. Grateful and blessed. And I'm also thankful still for CHI. Working for them is just the best. We have now the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Cancer Center and Radiology Center down in the first floor. I think we did that a couple of weeks ago now, Ed. You could help me with the timing. It's, as you can know, I'm a little bit off my timing right now because I've been gone. But that radiology center is doing a fantastic job. I just can't thank them enough. And we just keep growing. We still have all of our protection for COVID, and we haven't had a case, which is fantastic. Things continue to get better. The hospital continues to not be overwhelmed. All of our procedures and logistics are working fine. So despite the fact I still turn on the TV every day and see doom and gloom and dire predictions, that is just not the reality that we see with our eyes. I'm going to choose to believe what I see with my eyes and still be careful. I'm not going to tell people not to socially distance or wash their hands or wear their masks. I mean, you've got to still protect yourself. Who wants to be out of work for a couple of weeks or longer if you get sick? Don't need that. So stay healthy, but don't walk around in fear. Live your life and support the local economy. Support people. I was listening to Mayor Burke sometime in the last week, and you could tell he felt bad for songbirds and other businesses, but, you know, and also he talked about Moon River not coming, the Riverfront Nights, which is Chattanooga Unite. You know, just so many things that we couldn't do this last year. And, you know, I hope Mayor Burke is really going to work hard on that because he said, well, I hope they come back in 2021, but you never know. And truly, we don't know what next year will hold. We don't know what the layout, the structure of life will be like in the future. I hope it gets back to some normalcy. But again, within CHI, it's back to normal, except we're wearing masks and we're just trying to make it look a little better and sometimes wear some designer masks, or at least Dr. Denman does. He has his Batman mask, and still working with LHC Group. That's Home Health with Home Care Solutions, Ringgold and Dalton, as well as Heartlight Hospice in Dalton, and also Benchmark Physical Therapy locally. Everybody, you guys are doing a great job delivering health care in this time. So don't be afraid to get out, live life, see your doctor. If you think you're sick, call ahead. So again, live your life. Don't live in fear. Ed, what's up with you?
I love your attitude, and I tried to carry it through the couple weeks you were gone, my friend. And we need the counterpoint. We are the counterpoint because the media is still blasting the fear culture. And I see so many people who are frozen. Their life has come to a standstill, and it's quite sad. Nutrition World is like you. We are operating at full steam ahead with the proper precautions, and, you know, we're all gotten used to it. So it's almost like we don't think much about it like I did 3 months ago. And we're, you know, it's an interesting time, no doubt. It's a time to strengthen ourselves and become what I read the other day is anti-fragile. These are times that make us anti-fragile. I like that term. And the more
is that the same thing as tougher?
It kind of is, but it's not. And there's a real good analysis on that that I will share with you later. But there's so much that has gone on in the past weeks and months. Well, one thing, which, of course, I just ranted to you before we turned on the microphones here, is I have been banned. I'm an honorary banned member of Facebook. They will no longer let me post. Why is that? Because I'm tactfully outspoken. I am not one of those radicals who go on the binges to be ugly. I am doing it in a very professional manner. And as of 5 o'clock yesterday, there is no more commenting by Edward Jones on any of my Facebook accounts. People, listen to me. This is censorship going on. They don't want you to hear the counterpoint. It doesn't mean the counterpoint's right. I'm not always right, but I at least should have a right to express it. So I'm pretty much furious about that, and I will not let it lie. I'm not afraid of their menacing. Bring it on, brothers, what I say. Bring it on.
You know, and I wouldn't like that as well, but you should take it as a compliment. You never really do bow to anybody else's opinion. You make your own mind up. You consider every opinion, and you educate yourself and make an educated decision. That's what we're trying to tell patients to do, each other to do, and our listeners to do. And, you know, frankly, if people can't handle the truth and you don't speak the liberal agenda the way they want to hear it, yeah, they'll ban you. But I'm, you know, frankly, I read, I guess, pretty much all of your posts, and none were incendiary. Not one.
None. I make a point of that. Well, guess what? You know, not everybody has the platform that Nutrition World and Ed Jones has. We have over 30,000 emails. We had last month alone had 32,000 views of our website. No one can stop that. I own that website. We control Vital Health Radio website. We control the Holistic Navigator website. So if you think that banning me from Facebook is a good thing, it's only going to multiply my ability to get out further. I will never stop from voicing my opinion of the truth. What is the truth? The truth is that this is a far-fetched world that we're living in about this virus hysteria. Even the CDC is being very, very aggressive by saying schools need to open, aren't they?
Yeah, and I was just thinking maybe poor Mr. Zuckerberg is just upset because he's getting dragged before committees talking about you know, Facebook for himself. Maybe he's just upset and mad at you. He wants to bring you into his world. I don't know.
Well, I am going to take it as a compliment because not everybody. I've never spoke to a person I personally know that's been banned. So I will be the first. So
I'm so proud to know a banned person, Ed. I am.
I'm going to.
You're
get,
a rebel.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. But the CDC, as just yesterday, warned Congress of the significant public health consequences if schools don't reopen. And it is so obvious that this is so exaggerated fear-mongering is going on.
The American Academy of Pediatrics said similarly.
Yes, they did.
Oh, by the way, you know, I was on the first night of the Democratic convention. I was about to turn it on, and my wife, feels good to say that, said, please don't. I said, I have to look. I said, but what I looked, I said, I'm going to look. And if I turn it on and they are at 25% capacity, properly socially distanced, all wearing facial coverings, I will actually have respect for them because they believe and they practice what they preach. I said, I want to see if they're really doing it. I said, I don't have to agree with them to respect them. Mm-hmm. Turned it on, packed in like sardines, no facial coverings, yelling and hugging each other. Well, I mean, like people should do at, this is what they do. And I just turned the TV back off. Apparently, they can't spread any COVID at those things. I guess they were exempt. I couldn't figure it out, but I had to turn it off and I was done. So, it's just, I don't like a double standard like that. And maybe they cleaned up their act by the second or third night, but I just couldn't watch anymore.
Double standard, great word for that.
And they have a double standard for you. You disagree.
I know. And, you know, I don't really, and there's a way, I have softened my approach to social media. If someone is truly crossing the line of being terribly insulting and hurting people and maybe just has pure profit motives or evil motives, they probably do need to be censored. I don't know where that comes in because, you know, it's one of those things, if you censor them, then you can censor me. But
yeah, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw
the line?
I'm glad
we don't have to decide that. And I feel for them and for Mr. Zuckerberg and other people that have to decide that.
Yeah.
That would be difficult. For me, it would be something like inciting violence or some sort of just aberrant behavior. That is something I wouldn't want to see. But I tell patients when they're new, I said, you can disagree with me politically, religiously. I said, I don't care. I said, I enjoy a good conversation, and I usually come out smarter. So bring it on. I like a discussion like that. It's a debate, and that's good. And I think it's good for us to do this. And all we're trying to do is say, yes, do all of your precautions to keep yourself and others well. And also don't live in fear. I think it's a very good message. It's not incendiary. It's not rebellious. It's just smart. And frankly, from a doctor's standpoint, it's my professional medical opinion, not political or religious, that this anxiety and fear that's being induced is unhealthy for us. And if we really want to fight COVID, Let's get rid of that anxiety and fear too.
There you go. I love it, love it, love it. I want to talk, and we're going to close here in a second on the first segment, but I want to make sure and you weren't here, but last week I talked about my grandson and his diet. Well, he went to the pediatrician 2 days ago, and I want to give you the update on what this pediatrician said. For those of you who want to hear about his diet, it was on last week under Vital Health Radio past shows. And it's pretty dang amazing what has occurred because of the super nourishing of him. I also want to give a personal story of COVID that you will probably be a little bit surprised about. I wasn't going to do that, but since Facebook banned me, I'm all
do it.
Katie bar the door. I'm going to be open about every single thing. And we are going to have a guest also on vascular surgeon. So it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be talking more about your health and with the vascular surgeon. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga on Lee Highway, and with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, we've talked about a certain subject several times, which is very important to, I think, the public health, which is, you know, vascular health. This really has to do with circulation. And we have a wonderful experienced surgeon, vascular surgeon, Dr. Foudet, with us on Vital Health Radio. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Hello.
Good to hear from you. And I know that you are with the Chattanooga Heart Institute at CHI Memorial. And
yeah, I was just very interested being a fellow CHI doctor. So how long have you been with Chattanooga Heart Institute?
Well, so I just joined Chattanooga Heart Institute last month, along with my partners, Dr. Fugit and Sprouse. We've actually been in town for many years, myself for 9 years, and we just moved over to Chattanooga Heart to join the cardiologists and cardiac surgeons to really provide kind of a complete team for every blood vessel outside of the head.
Well, I'm so glad to have you guys here. For our patients who don't know what a vascular surgeon does, why don't you tell us?
So a vascular surgeon is a specialist that deals with all of the blood vessels that are not inside of the head or the heart or the first part of the aorta. So it's almost every artery and vein in the body. We do the medical management of blood vessel diseases, like the blockages that people get from high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, kidney disease. And we deal with blood clots that occur in people's arteries and veins. We do the ballooning, stenting, open bypass type operations, everything there is with blood vessels.
Wow, that's a lot. What's the most common thing that you see your patients referred regarding? What kind of diagnosis is the most common?
Well, so PAD is one of them, peripheral arterial disease, where people get blockages in their arteries, once again, primarily from tobacco abuse, diabetes, and kidney disease. But we get people who have blockages in their neck, carotid artery disease, so which can put them at risk of stroke. I personally have a large dialysis practice, so people who have kidney failure and need their blood cleaned out, the kidney doctors call us and we set them up with procedures that will enable them to have that dialysis.
Okay, and it also makes sense to me as a primary care doc, so many of my patients that I find have a blockage in their leg, for instance, end up having a heart blockage as well. So that's a good partnership for you guys.
Correct. So there are so many of our patients that overlap that it makes sense. You know, we have our personal focus on PAD, but that is indeed a marker of coronary artery disease. So if you are at risk of potentially having an amputation, you are also at risk of having a heart attack and vice versa.
All right. Do you do any of these procedures in the office, or how do you do those and where do you do them? Let's just say for anything like minimally invasive procedures.
So right now, since we've joined the Chattanooga Heart Institute, we are operating out of the cardiac cath lab and the operating rooms. We have really fancy, up-to-date operating rooms that have this special imaging equipment and the versatility of taking somebody in there and starting with the most minimally invasive procedure and escalating to whatever the patient needs. I trained up at Chicago at Northwestern University, once again a fancy institution, and I would tell you that here in Chattanooga we're fortunate to have as many of these types of operating rooms as the city of Chicago did when I left there.
Wow.
It's a wonderful facility.
Hey, out of curiosity, are you guys ever going to see patients down at my location, 4700 Battlefield Parkway? You know, we have four of the cardiologists there, you know, intermittently. Do you plan on coming down?
Yeah, so we are only three right now. Well, we have nurse practitioners who help us out, but we have offices at the main campus at Chattanooga Heart Institute, but we also go to Hickson. We do go to Battlefield Parkway.
Excellent.
At the atrium on Gun Barrel Road, Cleveland, Jasper. So we're all over the place.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, I know, you know, I've been in the health nutrition business since 1979 on Lee Highway at Nutrition World. And I know that there's a lot of connections between men who have, you know, early stage or even modest stage erectile dysfunction that can be kind of an indicator for some peripheral artery disease. Is that not true, doctor?
Without a doubt. There's actually something called Laroche syndrome, and one of those things, from the blockages in the arteries that go to the pelvis, you can get erectile dysfunction. It's very astute. And it's great to hear that you're a nutritionist, because so much of our disease process can be controlled or at least modified with nutrition. So I say that this is a partnership with the cardiologists and cardiac surgeons, but I mean that partnership extends to the primary care and endocrinologists, the people that make sure that we have the blood sugar control and the lipid control, all the things that we need to do to take care of the whole disease process.
It may be more of a Ed Jones type question here, but I'm curious, do you ever make any recommendations from a supplement standpoint for your patients for circulation?
Well, I think that there is a fair amount of data on plant-based diets. So I know that there are quite a few of us that push for that. We know for patients that have intolerance to the cholesterol medicines, the statins specifically, the red rice yeast is an alternative. Otherwise, I don't know of any supplements that can really reverse the disease process. I think a balanced diet and the blood sugar control are what's critical.
Of course, exercise.
Yes, of course, exercise.
Well, that's, you know, I think there's a point where there's a point of no return with people. I've watched health of individuals for 42 years, and I mean, we have an average of 300 people a day who come in, and many, many dozens of those share every single thing with me from start to finish. And I know that prevention is more the key than it is a certain point of, you know, you have blocked arteries. There's not a whole lot of nutrients that's going to go in there and clean that artery out. So guys like you and women like you can be lifesavers. What does a person do? I always ask this question. A person who's listening who has no insurance, what are the options for that person?
Well, still, I would still seek care. Start with your primary care doctor if you can. Or if it's really bad, I mean, don't hesitate to come to the emergency department. We take care of patients regardless of their insurance status. I think that does put you at a little bit of a disability or a disadvantage in that it makes it that much harder to get your medications and do the things that you need to do. But I think that we have social workers who can help get patients along the path. If they qualify for Medicaid or Medicare, they can help them with that.
And that's true. And within, when I say CHI this time, Catholic Health Initiatives, the Chattanooga Heart Institute, but Catholic Health Initiatives does have an assistance program. So yes, if they come to a primary care office, we've got the social workers and the staff that can help them apply for that. And that's a great help in the process.
And what is the if a person has insurance, will they would go to their primary care first, or can they come directly to you, doctor?
They can come directly to us, but some of the insurance require referrals. And I would submit to you that the primary care doctors have a pretty good idea of what we do and can do the basics of the history, physical, kind of the primary preventative type things or risk factor modification, and can funnel the patients to the right specialist. While we deal with patients who have leg pain and wounds because of blockages, sometimes the leg pain isn't because of the leg. Maybe it's because of the back, and the primary care providers can often send the patients in the right direction rather than having them come to us and have us redirect them to the right direction or the right specialist.
And I know, you know, a lot of people walk around with ankle or feet or leg ulcers that are not healing, and that generally is a sign of lack of blood flow, isn't it?
It could be. That can also occur with, so when you say lack of blood flow, we're typically referring to arterial problems, but patients who have venous disease, so the blood gets out to their body but doesn't return back up to the heart the way that it's supposed to, those patients can also get ulcers, and that's treated a different way. Once again, they would still end up coming to see us, but it's a whole different set of tests and a different workup, different management.
Well, I'll tell you, in primary care, especially in the summer, a lot of our ladies, a few of the men, come in with their spider veins, varicose veins. You know, whether symptomatic or not, whether it's cosmetic or medical, is that something you guys do as well?
Yes, without a doubt.
So you can make some people happy.
We try to be thoughtful about how we do it. We will be happy to take care of the cosmetic issues and really make sure that patients understand really what they're getting into. There are a lot of advantages to the venous procedures that we can do, but there are some downsides, and there are times when it's inappropriate to do them. And so there are a lot of facilities that will do venous ablations or vein treatments. And so making sure that you go to somebody who's going to be thoughtful and really explain to you the advantages and disadvantages, I think that's critical. That's, I think, something that vascular surgeons offer, because once again, we do the medical management, open surgery, and the minimally invasive procedures.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, inform the listeners if they need more information to learn about you, where the location is, and how to pursue this. What would they need to know?
So they can always contact us at Chattanooga Heart Institute's website. They can call us at 697-3700. They can look us up at memorial.org if they have any questions. But the internet is full of resources that you can get a little bit of information. You want to be sure that you don't get a lot of bad information that leads you in the wrong direction. Touch base with your primary care provider. They'll lead you in the right direction.
Well, that's awesome. Great information, Dr. Fude. Thank you for joining us at Vital Health Radio. And come by Nutrition World one day at Lee Highway. I'd love to meet you. And
yes,
and wonderful, wonderful. And please bring some of your cards. Some people sometimes will forget the information, but they may come in because they heard us on here and they can pick up one of your cards. So it is a time to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing more about your health, nutrition, of course, the virus, and all my rants and Dr. Green. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And real, before we get into any real rants, have you eaten at any new places? Because we're always trying to keep people up on options for good food.
Well, I hadn't thought about it before you asked, so no, nothing new, but we did go to Scotty's, took a big group, and they in this present coronavirus age, they accommodated us perfectly. Couldn't ask for better service. Great food. They were amazing. Can't speak too highly about the people at Scotty's. I'm just super happy with them.
I love that. And, I, the outspokenness of me, the one thing when you get to be older, you kind of well oil your mouth, so I don't really hold back too much, but I'm also fair and tactful. I went to Chipotle about, 7 weeks ago, and they were so belligerently Nazi with their rules.
Really?
And I just walked out. I went across the street to Salsarita, and I have been eating there 1 to 2 times a week. And last week, I was sitting on the bench, and the manager came over and asked if we needed anything. And I said, no, but thank you. I told him the story of how I went across the street, and it was like Barney Fife with his badge, and they were trying to enforce every rule. Could care less about my food, could care less the fact that I am spending hard-earned money in their business, and it was like they were doing me a favor by serving me food. Well, to hell with that. I'm not putting up with it any longer. So Salsarita, the guy sat down and he said, and I told him that, he said, let me show you the text I got from the owner of this Salsarita. It was the most amazing text. I didn't want to ask him to make a copy of it because it was probably private. But the owner said, the customers who come into our Salsarita pay your paycheck. You respect them. You talk tactfully to them. If they don't abide by the rules, you don't chide them and try to lecture them. You just suggest kindly that they need to put their mask on. And I was like, brother, I am so thankful you told me that. I will be back to Salsarita over and over and over. So I'm giving Salsarita 2 thumbs up from Ed Jones.
And that has been a popular place for myself and my kids since they built it. Oh, yeah. So I had one bad experience there, by the way, a long time ago. I broke a tooth, broke a molar.
With what?
They had, Salsarita's bone in their chicken. Oh. And, but when I reported, I thought, I'm going to have to go fight the management. They said, I am so very sorry. Mm-hmm. We'll fix this. And you could not, who wants to have a broken tooth and have to go to the dentist? But there was no fighting. It was easy. Their insurance covered. I mean, it was just...
Really?
It was as good an experience as you can. And they didn't fight me at all in anything and just said they were very sorry. And I don't know. That's a good test of a place, too, when they have to have a bad experience from a customer.
Yeah.
And it made it fine.
Wonderful.
So, well done, Salsarita.
Salsarita. I will be there tomorrow.
I'm more careful when I eat my chicken there, though. I'll tell you that much.
Well, we should be everywhere, because that can happen, even in the best of places. I do want to say that on theholisticnavigator.com, my other website, I interviewed someone that you know quite well, Matt Davis. Mm-hmm. IFBB bodybuilder who also has a lot of brains and about health. And what he talked about was the several aspects of what it takes to be super fit, not in a bodybuilding world. I don't care, just in any world. If you're looking for that super fitness, he has some wise advice from one is which is sleep. The muscle recovers only at sleep, which is amazing. I have any muscle because that's the one demon I have is sleep. But Matt Davis on The Holistic Navigator was a wonderful, wonderful 35 minutes. And I wanted to say last week when you were gone, Dr. Green, I I have a grandchild, and he's 13 months old now. And my daughter, who I never brainwashed, I never made her feel guilty. If she wanted Fruit Loops, she could have it, but we had to kind of make sure it was organic milk and we did the right thing. Well, she has fed this little fella the finest quality foods, which I went through the list last weekend of what his diet consists of. I personally don't know of another child in Chattanooga who eats this way. There probably is, but I know of none. Well, he went to the pediatrician 3 days ago. First off, in the last 3 weeks, he grew 1 inch in height. He has 10 teeth at 13 months. The average 13-month-old has 4 teeth. Dr. Weston Price, who traveled the world back in probably the 40s and took 10,000 pictures of children's teeth. He was a dentist, but he was so convinced that the nourishment of children is what can make or break our health and our immune system. So he documented 10,000 people with what they ate based on their teeth. And it was very hard evidence that what we eat and what we intake determines our health. No more proof of that than what's going on today. I mean, 42% of all children who have had any severe issues with COVID, they are obese, 42%. And adults are in the same class. But it's just so interesting that the power of the knife and fork, the power that food can bring if you put it on the plate. And I don't mean to be harsh, because last week I said this and you weren't here because you were getting married. And I did not mean it at all negative toward a parent, but I said, if you're worried about your kids going back to school, first off, look at what you serve them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner the last 2 weeks, because you serving them sugar and bad food is going to increase their risk of getting COVID. But even if they get it, we are looking at a far worse flu season already this year than COVID even thought about being. And I don't know if you've seen many flu people. Have you?
None.
None. Well, across the country, it is quite about double of what COVID is as far as hospitalizations. And I mean, here we are in August. We still got a few months to go. So this is a hysteria, Kool-Aid drinking country that we have right now. That doesn't mean we don't practice good common sense. And we don't, you know, we need to do the right things. We don't need to close businesses. In fact, businesses wise, I actually made a list of the businesses that had now based on
While you're looking that up, I thought of another one that was open that I did eat at, and that was Henan's. They're always doing a great job as well.
Oh, good. I've never remembered them. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and I know you used to go to Ruth's Chris a lot.
And I haven't.
You haven't done that, but Henan's has some excellent food, but they did have something unique that you need to try if you eat ribs. Do you ever eat ribs?
No, I don't.
Okay, see, I like a high-protein diet, but they may have been, I can't remember what the seasoning was, may have been the best I've had ever.
Really?
Yes. And so there weren't that many. It was just an appetizer, but they were superb. I would recommend you just run over there or come over to my condo and we'll just take you over on a bike. And they were fantastic. Way to go, Henan's, had to say it. And also, before you get to that, I hate that I missed Matt's talk. I mean, you talked about the recovery at night, which I agree with that. Did he advocate working out morning versus night?
You know, he didn't talk about that. He did talk about the protein intake. He talked about not overtraining, because overtraining, some guys do this, and I know you've done it some.
I've done 2-a-days before and hurt myself.
And in fact, that gives me, before I do that, I want to tell you that, you know, again, the hysteria of this city and this country has now, in this city, closed the Palms, which has been in business for 25
Seriously?
Years. It's closed Catherine's, which is a clothing store. The Pulse Clinic, the Barnes & Noble announced they will be closing.
They did?
That's what I was told. At the mall. They announced. Of course, Hamilton Place filed bankruptcy yesterday, 2 days ago.
No, I didn't know that.
They did. And now that doesn't mean they're going to close, but they had to file. You know how much they had to pay $11 million in June and July for interest on their loans. Interest in June and July. So that tells you what debt they were in. Songbirds, the saddest thing on earth, closing. Nicky's, the restaurant was there when I was in the high school, is closed. Steinmart is closing. And TJ Maxx is like, they might as well be closed because they're cowards. They won't allow anything to happen. So they won't close.
But you know, what good does it do when our leaders, when the political leaders just say, you know, I just hate that. It's so unfortunate. You could fix that. And we could, if we didn't have the same hysteria and shutting down to the businesses, I would say roughly 100% of the population is suffering in the U.S., suffering from the financial impact of all of this. That's pretty bad. And I knew I was over there getting actually wedding clothes. I was buying some stuff on sale, thankfully. And but the gentleman that was helping us, I've known him for a couple of years now, and he's always upbeat, happy, cutting up with me. No, he was somber, solemn, and I wonder if that was part of what he knew what was going on. You know, I just don't know, but it's been bugging me that he just wasn't the same character like he normally is, same spirit. But I hate to hear that also for the mall. You know, just in so many businesses, we need to stop that hemorrhaging right now.
Right now, before it's too late. There is a window of opportunity in everything, and it is shutting quickly.
And what can we do? You know, personally, we're doing all we can do, you and I. We're all frequenting as much as we can. I can't eat everywhere every day, but we go out and support the local economy as best we can. And I see a lot of other people doing it, but it just seems to be too little.
And people are, you know, until this mask thing is, and I won't say it needs to be removed.
And occupancy.
But occupancy, and, you know, I went to Acropolis last night, and, you know, I'm giving bigger tips, and I don't have a lot of extra money, believe it or not, but I'm wanting to help all I can, and giving just a little bit extra tip is important. And I want to say again that, you know, I've said this many times, everyone who's out there scared to death, remember, the CDC actually says we have an average of 5 to 8 virus infections per year. I'm 63 freaking years old. That means I've had about 400 to 500 virus infections. This one is really not that significantly different. And I'm going to say something for the first time tonight, because I was encouraged not to say anything, but I was tested positive for antibodies. I had full, in the best antibody test that is available, tested fully positive for COVID-19 SARS-2 antibodies. I remember when I got it, I was in Florida on a 10-day vacation, so no one needs to worry if they were talking to me 8 weeks ago. The thing is, I was with a person in a very close setting for 10 days, and they did not get it. This thing is not that easy to spread if you are asymptomatic. Forget the headlines. It can be done, there's no doubt. But the people who have fevers, and it's no different than the flu, the people who are sick, stay away from them. Keep them home. They don't need to be out. But this asymptomatic, and just because you're tested positive for COVID does not mean that you are ill. It does not mean that you have to go in quarantine for 24 days if common sense was used.
Or that you have to shut down the school or shut down the sports. Some of our healthiest people there, you see the football players, luckily not right around here, but people not wanting to play their sport. And I've seen some students, I can't remember which college, I think it was a college athlete, and he was upset about his division not playing. He said, "What difference does that make? Why can I not play football, but they're going to put me in a classroom?" What he goes, "What logic is that?" And he had an excellent point. And I have seen, and maybe you can help me remember, I'm drawing a blank on a restaurant I went to a few weeks ago, and it's right beside Publix off of Snow Hill Road. I know all the listeners are knowing what it is, and I can't remember, but I've been there like 2 times in the last 10 years, so not a lot. But they had redesigned the way they did the booths and the tables so they could still have a lot of people there, but it was still safe. So I would love to see the restrictions reduced and let the individual business owners redesign their layout so that it's safer. Why can't we do that? Use common sense and good judgment.
Well, the one reason is because people are still valuing a positive COVID test as something very meaningful. And in fact, testing positive with symptoms, without symptoms, is meaningless. It just is. It doesn't matter whether it truly you're tested positive or not if you have no symptoms, in my opinion. Now, what did I do when I felt bad one single day? I accessed what was on a website called StopCovidCold.com, which is high-dose vitamin D, vitamin C, some of the nutrients, Manuka honey. And literally, I had one night where I was sickly, and then it was pretty much gone. I had fatigue and a little bit of lack of appetite. It was it. That's because I did the right things.
I probably shouldn't tell you to do this, but you should look up some of the LA school systems and look at the hundreds of millions of dollars that are being spent on contact tracing and testing. It's incredible. If that was on, I think, ABC World News a few weeks ago, but it's the amount of money, taxpayer dollars being spent is very high, shall we say.
And it's all in the wrong direction. In fact, the first week of school openings reached an epidemic level of flu, but not a single word of that was in the media. The first week of school had one of the highest levels of flu across the country, but you never read about that.
You know, I probably would have even forgotten as a provider that flu season was coming up if it weren't for the patient saying, when is the flu shot going to be here?
Yeah.
You know, but basically, it seems like influenza disappeared. Strep disappeared. All other infections disappeared.
Isn't that strange? Yeah.
Yeah, there's a cure for everything but one.
Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment that we have missed for a couple of weeks. So we've
Thank
got
you.
That, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, viruses, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, and I'm glad to bring this to you guys again. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Android or iPhone. Now, in today's spiritual moment, we're going to look at Matthew, really who he was, his character, also how other people saw him. And then we're going to look at how Jesus saw him. Now, this is especially relevant today as we see rampant social, racial, and political discord in our society. The relevance lies in the fact that we need to see each other from God's perspective and with a touch of His character, not through our flawed human vision tainted with bigotry and prejudice. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, we find that as Jesus went on from where he was, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at a tax collector's booth. "Follow me," he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And these verses show Matthew's personal testimony, his time when Jesus called him. Other people did not consider him worthy, given his occupation and the way they saw him as a tax collector. They saw him as a bad person, someone with whom they should not associate. Well, Jesus saw someone and something else. He saw a man worthy of his attention, a man with a heart to follow him. Jesus saw a man with integrity, a man with potential. Well, now, Matthew did have some big problems in his life, but Jesus saw right past those and into the heart of that man. Well, we are all a lot like Matthew, having big problems in our lives as well. We can hide those problems and look presentable outwardly, but God sees us, all our motivations, our hidden issues, all of our problems and the messiness of our lives. And He is the ultimate physician who wants to heal us, both spiritually as well as physically. We all need to remember that God sees the incredible value in each of us, and Jesus gave His own life that we, like Matthew, could be given real life, His life. Each of us is of immeasurable value to God, and we need to see each other and ourselves in light of that truth. Let me close with the words of Jesus from John chapter 13, Verse 34. A new command I give you. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. We've missed that, and I'm so glad that you're back to help us to feel better about ourselves, our life, and our future. Thank you, Dr. Green. To radically change the subject real quick, because we only have 4 minutes left, I'm going to do something this week, which is kind of, I try to do it every year. I'm not sure what I did last year, but this will be my 63rd birthday this week coming up. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. I'll be posting on Friday, if Facebook lets me.
I'm about to say where.
If not, we have a big platform at nutritionw.com and the holisticnavigator.com, so, and vitalhealthradio.com. So to hell with them if they don't. But I'm going to be doing 63 push-ups in a row for my 63rd birthday, and I might be doing 16 pull-ups directly on one hang and 660 jump ropes. I'm not sure. It depends how it flows, but I will be doing 63 push-ups. And what I'm going to talk about is the fact that I really believe heavily in, if you start your day right with the right macros, what are those? That's the protein, fats, and carbs. You will set yourself up for far more success, far less body fat, and feel better. So I have a drink that I use. It's a keto drink mixed with green powder and a right fiber.
And tequila.
Not most of the days of the week. That's at night. But this drink, if you do it for breakfast, you will find such benefit on so many areas. We're going to actually reduce it by 40% cost, and believe it or not,
now this is not your shake that you make.
It is my shake, but it's, I don't use blueberries in this one because I don't have a blender right now, so I'm not using the blueberries. If I had a blender, I would, but the cost is going to be $63 instead of $100, and before my 63rd birthday, for only 6 days. It will be posted just a matter of days from now, so keep tuned into Facebook and nutritionw.com, and it'll be an interesting. I've been training for this, and my shoulders are so sore I can barely move.
And let me also challenge people that are watching Ed on Facebook. When you see him back on there, please, everyone, get on there and encourage him, welcome him back, maybe blast Facebook a little bit for doing this and for censoring right-wing thought, or let's just say conservative thought. I mean, it's, or anything that is dissenting from their point of view. I'd love to see a lot of your fans, Ed, support you as soon as you're back. Wonder what will happen if they do it.
Wow, thank you so much, because the only thing I have been vocal about is the aspect of nutrition related to this pandemic, the importance of raising vitamin D, the fact that Nutrition World gives vitamin D free to teachers and healthcare workers because the research is strong that it will help you build resistance.
And I think people can do this tastefully and just say, wow, Ed, we're glad you're back. We can't believe you were censored. You know, just nice, yeah. Positive, supportive comments. Let's
Thank
see
you.
It.
Because I am totally censored. I cannot make a comment. I cannot share. I cannot do one thing. So,
I won't ever censor you, Ed.
Oh, bless your heart. I want to give you a kiss after all this show's over.
I'm married now. You can't.
Oh, that's right. Dang. Didi won't mind one smooch. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And have a healthy and safe and fiercely happy day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.